Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
This episode of It's Super Effective is brought to you by all our backers on Patreon. If you want to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to patreon.com/itssupereffective and donate to the show. A dollar a month gets you access to our Slack community where you can chat, trade, battle with other Pokemon trainers hanging out in our group. We have over, at this point, I think 180 members in our Slack community, so tons of conversations always happening. And if you donate even more than a dollar a month, for example, if you donate $4 a month, which is a dollar an episode, you get access to our gold channel where you hang out with the gold members of our Slack community. But if you don't want to donate, that's totally cool. It's super effective. We'll always be free. We just thank everyone for their patronage. And most importantly, we thank all our listeners for just giving us a chance and actually listening to our podcast. Hope you enjoy the show. What's up, everyone? Welcome. Oh, I don't even know what episode this is. This is why we don't do this stuff live. 216th episode of the Pokemon podcast live on Twitch here. This is not like the normal routine here. We're just, last week we did it because I was out of town. This week we're doing it just because of the sun and moon news broke. My name is SBJ. I am your host. On my left is the Travis W. I don't know why, because I see your Twitter handle below your face. Travis is here with us.
So I thought everything was gonna. I'm gonna bring our listeners back to when Gen 6 was announced and the starters were revealed, and Froakie was the obviously best one, but Will was like, oh, it's Froakie. It's going to evolve into a ghost. Froakie's terrible. Chespin is... Or no, you liked Fennekin, didn't you? Regardless, you liked one of the wrong ones. But then I got my hopes up that, you know, we would be able to put these things beside and move on with this new generation because we both saw Rowlet and realized, yeah, that's the right one. And we'll get to that later. But now you change your Twitter picture to Popplio.
Yeah.
Is that how we're saying its name? That sounds
Pop-Lio.
Right.
Popplio. Popplio. Popplio.
Oh, maybe. Well, I don't know. Either way, it's an abomination. And like, I thought we were going to be like teammates this time, but I guess we're still going to be mortal enemies in Gen 7.
Well, I mean, you want to be lamestream. I want to be cool and hip. And Popplio is the cool and hip way to go. So
it's not Rowlet's fault. It's the objectively better one. So more people like it.
Yeah. So is 21 Pilots.
Mm. What? Our 21 Pilot expert, Will, is also here for those listening to the only audio version.
I'm only an expert in putting down 21 Pilots and their overplayed, overhyped lack of imagination.
21 Popplio.
No. 21 Rowlets.
Popplio. Is that... Well, if...
I keep saying Popplio. That, I mean, that's how it's written, but I guess it's a sea lion. Popplio. Yeah. That's weird.
And of course, my mom was like, oh, I like that one because it's like a puppy. She thought it was a dog. She literally didn't look at it close enough to realize it wasn't a dog.
Well, let's just jump right into things. Pokemon announced their starters, which they seem to do every May. Actually, going back on my Facebook timeline 3 years ago was when we got the X and Y stuff.
And then before that, I think Diamond and Pearl was also announced in May, but I don't remember that period as well as the X and Y period.
Those were the dark years.
We're not talking about Ruby and Sapphire here.
Wait. So, but Ruby and Sapphire, you said Diamond and
Diamond Pearl.
I'm confused by your timeline.
Definitely.
Continue.
I don't remember Diamond and Pearl that well, but it's Diamond Pearl is way better than Ruby and Sapphire. Let's just
right. Yes. Correct.
Yeah. So they showed their starters here, and I like being right on the show. Mm. I like to throw that in people's faces.
I'm sorry that doesn't happen so often.
It happens very rarely. I was very confident that the names I read off last week with Micah, when Travis was here with Micah and Will, fairly confident those names were not going to be the English names, because I butcher every Pokemon name, but those names were very hard to say, and we did get new names, but what people speculated, the animals that these Pokemon are based on, or some being inanimate objects like Vanilluxe, the animals that people speculated were pretty close to right. We'll start with Litten first, which is the fire cat Pokemon.
Why would you start with the worst of them all?
What?
At least we can agree on that.
Yeah.
I have some fighting words here. I'll read the description.
We have that, some fire fighting words here.
That the Pokemon company has provided. The cool-headed fire cat Pokemon, Litten is the next choice for a first partner Pokemon. Next choice, probably because I mixed up the order here. Litten's fur is rich in oils and is immensely flammable. It constantly grooms itself by licking its coat, collecting loose fur into balls. It then ignites these hairballs to create fireball attacks. When the time comes for Litten to molt, it burns off all of its fur in one glorious blaze.
Cats don't molt.
Well,
that's disgusting.
This one does. It's starting move.
It's also greasy.
Its starting move is Ember. It's just a plain fire type. Yeah, we'll get to all of these in a second here. We'll just kind of go through. The second one I have on the list is Popplio, the Pope of Pope Town, Popplio.
Popo, what does that even mean?
The Popo, the Pop.
You know, Vatican City. Pope Town.
He's the Pope of Pope Town. He's the Pope of Popes.
It is the Sea Lion Pokemon. Straight water. Starting move, Water Gun. The third is a Sea Lion Pokemon, Populio. Populio can create balloons made of water from its nose and utilize them to create a variety of different strategies and attacks in battle. This Pokemon is better at moving on in the water than on land. It can swim at speeds over 25 miles per hour. That is American for those listening. On land, it uses the elasticity of its balloons to create to perform jumps and acrobatic stunts.
See, its name is just... Here's the magic. Its name is very similar to Squirtle, right? Because Squirtle is a squirrel and a turtle that squirts, and Popplio is... Or Popplio is a puppy and a sea lion that pops balloons. It's perfect.
Is Squirtle supposed to be a squirrel?
It's a squirrel tail, dude.
Yeah, its tail is a squirrel tail, for sure.
I guess I never made that connection. I just thought it was squirt because it squirted and it was a turtle.
Yeah.
It's a squirrel and a turtle and it squirts.
I mean, okay. We'll get back to all these. We'll go in depth with said Pokemon. The last one is
Apparently we need to go in depth with Gen 1 Pokemon because all of these names are new to me. Squirt what?
The last one is Rowlet. Is that how we're saying it? Rowlet?
I think so, yeah.
Row?
Well, I think it's an owlet, so Rowlet.
Okay.
It's a round owlet.
Oh, okay.
His name was Charlie.
I suppose the round would make sense. It is the Grass Quill Pokemon. Not to derail here, but isn't Quadillion a Quill Pokemon?
Quilladin?
I'm getting there.
It is a grass flying type Pokemon. If I'm not mistaken, it is the first dual type since Bulbasaur.
Of at least a first stage.
Right. Starter. That's what I mean. First stage starter. Because I think Torchic was just pure fire, even though it turned into a abomination of a fighting Pokemon.
Quilladin was the spiny armor Pokemon.
Okay.
It's not gone.
Rowlet is the first of... Oh, okay. Again, I got these out of orders. Rowlet, this Pokemon can fly silently throughout the sky, sneaking up on its opponent without being noticed. It can attack its opponent using powerful kicks and it has no legs. Powerful kicks, and it can also attack from a distance using its razor-sharp leaves that form parts of its feathers. Rowlet can survey its environment and turn its neck nearly 180 degrees from 180 degrees American for those measuring. From front to back, it can also see directly behind itself when in battle. Rowlet turns its head to face its trainer when waiting for instructions.
What's cool about that is that there are species of owls that will, like, sneak up on prey and then
eat them.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, that's like what everything does. But specifically, there's some species of owl that sneak behind prey and then, like, slam into the back of the head of either prey or things that are threatening to them. Like, they do it to people sometimes. And it, like, will knock out the thing. And so I think that's what they're supposed to be showing with Rowlet kicking really hard.
That's a lot of assumption, but sure. Gross.
I think that those owls do it by kicking, too.
Did you see the gif of the owl eating the rabbit?
You mean the ratatat?
No.
No, it's just, like a lopunny. An owl eating a lopunny. It's super gross. Because you only see the back half of the lopunny. And let me post it in the chat.
Don't.
It'll probably deny you because of the link.
Not that chat, the Skype chat. So only you guys can see the horror.
Don't do this thing.
Well, if you post it in the Twitch chat, Drew can approve it. Drew is hanging out in our Twitch chat.
But Drew should not approve it.
Let's go in depth with these Pokemon. Where do you guys want to... Do you just want to get Rowlet out of the way? I feel like Rowlet...
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, before we do that, I ran a poll on our Twitter. Which Pokemon Sun and Moon starter is for you? With 407 votes, Litten got 37%. Rowlet got 45%. And if you're counting American percentages, Popplio got 18%.
Oh, man. Cool Popplio. Popplio. Popplio.
Popplio. So I feel like there's a one Pokemon in every generation that kind of gets left behind. I think we can all agree that Bulbasaur was that in Generation 1. Turtwig was that in Generation 3, I feel.
Turtwig was a fourth-gen starter.
Oh, fourth-gen, sorry. Ooh. They run a Pokemon podcast. Popplio seems to be the one left out here. But I would argue, though, that last generation, Generation X and Y...
Six.
They all kind of had a really good balance. But even before that, Generation 5, I feel like Snivy was the one kind of left out.
Yeah, nobody wanted a Snivy.
So,
but I feel like I think you're definitely right on that Gen 6 was pretty... The starters were pretty equal in popularity. Like, I really liked Froakie. A lot of people really liked Chespin. But then also a lot of people really liked Fennekin.
Yep.
So I think they each had their, like, strong fan bases. And I think Gen 5 was similar. I don't think that many people hated Snivy as much as, like, you know, no one picks Chikorita in Gen 2, for example.
Right, yeah.
I like Chikorita a lot. It's probably my favorite of those three, but I know a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah, I liked Chikorita too. My first impressions when I slept in, I knew the Pokemon news was coming. I wasn't like eager or like, I need to wake up for this because, I mean, Pokemon podcast is not the first to deliver news and it's fine. Like we've gotten past that. Not the first to deliver news, but we're here to like talk about it, which is more than, you know, okay, this website posted the news, you're done. We're here to talk about it. We're here to continue talking about it. That's what we do. I didn't rush to post the news. So I woke up to a bunch of tweets and everything and the Slack community very, like, as soon as I started tweeting, like, the Slack community was like, SBJ is tweeting, which was cool. Like, yeah. But.
Yeah, after I texted you and I was like, dude, what's up?
I was sleeping, man. Okay, so breaking news, Pokemon podcast, not the first to deliver. So I woke up to Irene texting me that there was a cat starter Pokemon. And I was both excited like a kid on Christmas because I love cats. I have three of them here at my house. But I was also super scared because when I think of cat Pokemon, I think of Perugly. And I know people like Perugly, but Perugly is not for me.
Who likes Perugly?
David Thomas.
I know David really likes Perugly. I think Perugly's cool.
Yeah, well, it's as a cat lover, you like and don't like certain types of cats. Like, I don't like naked cats or those, like, hairless cats, whatever they're called. And I know people love those.
Rexes or whatever.
So if I was like, oh, man, if the starter Pokemon's a naked cat, I'm sure people would flip out because people like those. But I don't. And, like, Perugly fits.
Why don't they have one of those? Why don't they have, like, a Rex cat Pokemon? That'd be awesome.
Like a little Egyptian theme I think of when I think of those kind of cats. But
yeah, I could think like a ground type.
Yeah, so when I saw Litten, I think the name is awesome, even though some people were complaining that it's close to Litleo.
Oh, yeah. Greg is telling me it's Sphinx cat, not Rex cat. I got the... It was a different... What is a Rex... Isn't a Rex cat something, too? Whatever.
I mean, I love cats, but I don't know my lore on cats. Litten, obviously kitten, lit, fire. I don't know if there's any other puns in that name at all. Some people were upset that I saw that Litten was very close to Litleo, and that not only in names, but like Litleo evolves into a lion. Lions are based on cats. This is another cat.
Lions are based on cats.
Lion,
the real life animal, lion,
breaking
was
news.
Created based, like, cats were so big
that, you know, they came up with lions after that.
Yeah. How are we going to top this with cat to lion?
My guess based on Litten's design is that Litten will evolve into more of a tiger than a lion. We kind of have three lions at this point. We have Entei, we have Pyroar, and we have that new one, which does not have a name. We don't have any tiger Pokemon, and tigers are very different than cats. When I was a kid, no, I always thought tigers were the female lions, but...
They could do that, actually. I think it actually works.
Yeah, ligers. Everyone was, like, losing their minds over it when, what is that movie? The one about the Vote for Pedro or whatever? What's that movie?
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite. He talks about a liger for, like, 10 minutes. That movie's so boring.
Really? Oh, all
right. What is the black cat called?
Litten.
No. The big black one.
Big black, like, one. Persian?
Like, it's up there with Panther. Lions and tigers. Panther.
What do you mean, like, that, real life?
That's what Litten is gonna be.
But the markings on Litten are kind of evocative of tiger stripes.
Yeah. Mm. The other people are speculating that Litten will be fire dark. I mean,
I can see that.
It's black. A lot of cats are black. I think
no, dark... it's got that nasty look in its eye. It's like,
I mean, it has like the stereotypical, like, I'm a smug cat look, and I don't care.
Yeah, but like Esper didn't look smug, and that's a cat.
Yeah, but Esper was like the derpy. Like, Esper was like meme cat. Like, to me, this is like stereotypical, like, black cat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We can come back to that if we have more thoughts on Litten. Let's do Rowlet here. Obviously the most popular. The Charmander of Generation 7, clearly.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of... This might be the most popular grass starter of all time at this point.
Even more than Chespin?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you, just in terms of like the... Our poll is not really representative because our poll is... of people that are already definitely into Pokemon, because why would they be following us if they weren't? That's what they like. But like anyone who has any kind of close relationship to Pokemon might follow the Pokemon Twitter account. And I think on their poll, Rowlet was like slightly ahead of Litten, as opposed to ours, where it was a bigger margin.
Polygon also ran a poll. Obviously, that's just a general video game website, and their percentages matched our percentages pretty closely.
Mm.
But yeah, I would assume the Pokemon Twitter would have more of a even tie.
I'll pull up those numbers so that I'm not just throwing it out there. Okay. So I remember.
I didn't mention this, but Rowlet's starting move is Leafage, which I believe is a brand new move.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Translates as this leaf in Japanese, from the Japanese.
Okay.
Not that leaf.
Or that leaf? I thought it was this leaf.
I said not that leaf because it's this sort of the joke I was making.
again, first, my first impressions was I looked at Litten. I was not disappointed with what I saw. I looked at Rowlet. I was like, wow, that looks really cool. Like, I actually didn't see the leaf bow tie at first until somebody pointed it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Popplio, Popo, and I was like, eh, it's fine. And I moved on, and I'll get back to that in a second. But the amount of memes or internet GIFs and, well, I guess you can't have GIFs off the internet. Breaking news.
Maybe you can't have GIFs off the internet, but I can.
I was just surprised how much momentum came behind Rowlet so fast. And that's not a bad thing. Again, like, I'm glad. I'm actually happy that, like, a grass starter is getting a lot of attention, because I feel like the grass starters are the ones that are forgotten about.
You mean the flying type starter?
And I'll throw it to you guys before I share my opinions, but obviously I think Will is, both of you guys are on Team Rowlet, right?
I'm undecided. I mean, I really like that Popplio, just because that little animation they showed, and he's like, he just like stands up and he like has this like proud smile on his face, and then he's like, I'm gonna squirt at you, and like, and it's real cute.
I would like, I Rowlet is my definite favorite. I would like Popplio more, but there's, it's probably just me, but there's something weird to me about how Popplio's snout is like perfectly conical. I realize it's supposed to sort of be evoking like a party hat or whatever. Or like, I don't know, just the fact that sea lions in like shows will like carry balls on their noses or whatever.
Yeah,
but
that's what it is.
But it like, when it's not moving and you can't see how it relates to the rest of its head, it looks like that's where its face is, and all of its face is there, and its nostrils are its eyes, and it confuses me, and so then therefore it looks like an abomination to me, and I don't like it.
I
think what doesn't do
I realize it's just me, and I realize to say, but
no, I think you're right to some extent. I think what doesn't do Popplio justice is its perspective. Like, if you look at just its fins in the basic picture, it looks like that it was drawn just quickly or poorly. And like, you look at Rowlet, and at least in the default images I'm talking about, you look at Rowlet and he has like, he's round, he's like compact, he's cute, he has the shading, like you get everything in one, like you get that cute ball package. And then you look at Litten and he's like drawn out as a cat, he's walk, like he has that cat perspective. And then you look at Popplio, which is a combination of a sea lion and a puppy. And you're like, I kind of see the puppy and I kind of see the sea lion, but like, what's going on with its mermaid tail?
It's a clown.
It just doesn't, like, his like lower half of his body just doesn't look finished. And if you look at Popplio in other pictures, he actually looks a lot better than the standard PNG picture that Pokemon provided everyone.
PNG, a file format.
Also exists on the internet, PNGs. Internet exclusive.
Maybe in your internet. Can you explain what you meant about Rowlet shaving? What?
Like his like shading.
I must have zoned out. Because I was not paying attention to that.
His like shading in his picture. Like from his bow tie below, it's darker. Uh-huh. And it gives you like a sense of him being more round. And that's what I mean, like, with it's just like more design. It's just the perspective that they drew Popplio at, I think, doesn't do it justice.
I realize I'm going backwards, but I was talking about Pokemon's poll earlier. The numbers there are 41% Rowlet, 38% Litten, 21% Popplio. So the difference between Rowlet and Litten was only 3%.
Okay. And Popplio had a little bit more, because I think our poll was 18%.
Mm.
Popplio, obviously the odd man out here. Even Polygon, they did a whole article about the starter Pokemon, and like, they asked everyone that worked at Popplio.
My plan is working. Everyone's gonna love Popplio.
What their favorites was, and they pulled it up, and Rowlet won, but I think only one or two people said Popplio, and it was just like, look at Popplio, he's just the joke of this generation. And if you look at, I hope that's not the case. And it's funny, because when you look at X and Y, I was so team Chespin until I saw Chestnut, and then until I saw Delphox, and all of a sudden, like, after I saw Delphox, I was like, no, Fennekin 100%. not that I'm like rooting for a specific Pokemon this generation, but I just hope that the final evolutions don't like ruin the image that we're seeing now. Like Populo, I don't think could get any worse.
Oh, it could get worse.
You say that now.
Did you see the internet art of Populo turning into a Juggalo?
No, that seems
Did you know how difficult it was for me to have to explain to my coworkers what a Juggalo is? Because they had never heard of such a thing.
I'm from Michigan, so that they're I live in their home turf.
You probably have Faygo in your refrigerator right now.
I don't, because I don't really drink pop, but if I did, I probably would have Faygo.
You don't really drink soda?
I'm from Michigan. I don't know if you forgot that.
No. No. Soda. No boy, no.
He doesn't want to upset the Juggalos, man.
No one wants to upset the poor Juggalos.
You know, like, I actually, like, don't really know that much about what Juggalos care about. So, do Juggalos listen to this show? Are there any, like...
Travis, we appeal to everyone.
I want to know if there are any Juggalo listeners to this show, and I want to know what starter they enjoy. So please, like, tweet
me. You know they're down with the Poplio. They're down with the Poplio.
Yeah, that's fair. But I want to know for sure. The next... This kind of just carries the conversation a little further. I saw a lot on Twitter that, like, people weren't feeling these starters. Not a lot, but, you know, it stands out when somebody's like, oh, like, I don't like any of these starters, or, like, we can go back to Poplio and go, oh, like, I hate Poplio's design. Like, I've been asked that question at, like, live shows, like, which Pokemon do you not like? And that's very hard for me to answer because, I don't know, I like all, like, if I was to pick, it'd probably be Basculin, because I know the history of Basculin. I know Basculin was only created because they needed more water Pokemon, and that frustrates me, because I think, I want to believe that Pokemon puts a lot of thought in all their Pokemon, but we know Basculin had zero thought, and it frustrates me. So, yes, I dislike Basculin, but I don't know, like, it's hard for me to dislike any of these Pokemon. It's hard for me to dislike, like, Chikorita, even though, like, Chikorita's not my favorite. But what are your guys' thoughts?
I actually saw the opposite on Twitter. I saw a lot of people saying, man, I haven't liked all three starters in a long time, and I think all three of these look really good. And that, like, people are super excited that it's kind of a solid core for this new game.
It's hard for me to, like... It's difficult to judge from this group what the feel of Pokemon designs is going to be for this generation. I feel like Gen 5, and to some extent Gen 6 is good too, but Gen 5 had a very strong design philosophy. I feel like that all of those Pokemon feel like, with the exception of like Heatmore, which feels like it belongs in a different universe, pretty much all the Gen 5 Pokemon to me feel like they belong in the same region, and I can't like put a finger on what that commonality is, but I haven't quite felt the same out of just, and I mean, I'm sure I'll change my mind when I see more Pokemon in these three, but I haven't really figured out what the common link is between. I've heard like people talk about, like, oh, maybe they'll all evolve into carnival-like things, like a tiger jumping through fire
hoops. Yeah, it's going to be all circus.
And then Rowlet with the bow tie is going to be, like, a ringleader. But in terms of the design philosophy of the entire generation, it's obviously not. We're going to have an entire generation of circus Pokemon, although that would be stellar.
Elephant Pokemon, then, confirmed?
Yep. Although we already have one.
We do?
I
guess Donphan. He's not like a real elephant. Like, elephants are super big.
Oh, you mean like a normal type elephant?
Yeah, like I'm thinking like Mamoswine size elephant.
I was about to say Elefante, and then I remembered that that's a Neopet.
Speaking of Pokemon designs, and I have to agree with Travis 100%, I think Pokemon designs are heavily based on the region they are. This region, which is officially confirmed, is the Alola? Am I saying that right?
Like Aloha, which you would say to welcome or say goodbye to somebody in Hawaii, except it's Alola.
Alola. So it's the Alola region. Not confirmed Hawaii, but
like basically Hawaii.
But basically Hawaii, which now goes back to
It's acceptable to say Polynesia.
Yeah.
Okay. Which goes back to the one word answer of what to expect in the next Pokemon game, which was that word was flowers. I think a Hawaii region fits that really well, since I'm assuming the media of like when you get to Hawaii, they give you flowers right away. I assume that still exists in some.
Well, they give you a lei.
Yes, that's what I'm. Yes, this is why I have you guys to back me up. We see some new characters. We see obviously our character, both you know boy or girl. We see, are you a boy or are you a girl? We see our rival, which I don't know if there's one or two, but they only show a gentleman who is of darker skin, who is your rival, everyone's assuming. And we see somebody named Hala, and we see somebody named Kuki. Am I saying those names
Kukui.
Right?
Kukui. Who's Hala?
Hala is like the bigger guy in the yellow shirt. He's the one that throws out the three Pokeballs. Professor.
Yeah, that's like the professor, yeah.
Kukui, everyone thought that was the professor because of the lab coat. Kind of has like a Professor Sycamore. Looks like a little bit like Jay Witz, if you follow the Jay Witz on Twitter. But I don't think he's the professor. He also calls you cousin in one of the trailers. But I think Professor Hala, which is based off a tree. It's actually based off a tree in Hawaii, if I'm not mistaken. A Hala tree.
I'm not familiar with a Hala tree. How is it spelled? It sounds more like a Jewish bread.
H-A-L-A. It could be the leaf on the tree, but
not that I'm an expert in all things Hawaiian, but...
Yeah, let's go to our resident botanist, Will Anderson.
So if you type in Hala tree in Google, it comes up with, I'm just going to slaughter this, it comes up with the Pandarus terecrux, whatever, you know, scientific name you want that. They are native plants in Hawaii. Hala is a choice tree for the essential native Hawaiian landscape. Female trees with the characteristics of pineapple-shaped fruit appear to be in more demand than the male trees.
Now that I look at the picture of it, yes, that is a very familiar tree.
So I think...
I did not know that it was called a Hala, but the scientific name for people who want to actually learn from our program is Pandanus tectorius.
There you go. It sounds like a dinosaur. So you have oak, elm, birch, juniper, sycamore... Hala. Wait, I got them all. Hey, look at that.
So if you want your child to be a Pokemon professor, you have to change your last name to a tree. Why are you dancing?
Because I got all the Pokemon professor names right. It's like the only successful thing I've done on this show so far. Safe to say that the Hala is the professor, even though that's not confirmed. But he gives you his Pokemon, and his name is based off a tree. I think that's pretty set here.
And he has a stick in his belt.
He does have a stick. What was I going to say next? Let's talk about the legendaries here. Two legendaries, the ones on the cover. We have a giant white lion that looks like it's from Power Rangers. And we have a giant purple bat that looks like it's from Bayonetta. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, that's a fair...
I don't see Bayonetta in that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the colors and the colors, sort of like, long, like, spindly appendages.
I guess. Mm.
I like them both a lot. I like the sort of negative space in the... We don't know their names, right?
No names.
I like
one's
sort of the negative
Lion-O, space. The other one is Bato.
Batman. Batman. Bruce Wayne. I like sort of how the shape of the bat makes sort of cool negative space. But I know that I'm getting sun, so I have to, by virtue of that, I have to like the sun one more. So I like the lion one more.
Why are you getting sun?
Because, so do you want to see like what the sky look? Do you see how like gray and gross that is?
That's Michigan.
For like most of this country for a long time.
Quick, get
no,
that.
But you don't understand West Michigan, because we're right next to Lake Michigan. It makes it such that unless it's like the middle of the summer, it's never sunny. So I need more sun in my life. So I'm buying Pokemon Sun.
I think that's a terrible reason.
I think it's the only reason that matters.
Speaking of which version you're getting, I asked that on Twitter as well, based off the new legendary Pokemon. Which version of Pokemon Sun and Moon are you getting? 434 people answered. 33% said Pokemon Sun, 29% said Pokemon Moon, 38% are feeding right into Nintendo's marketing and getting both.
Team Moon, man. Team Moon.
I mean, I've gotten both games before, so I've fallen into that. But as I've gotten older and less time in the world, I can only really stick
to
one version.
You set aside such childish things.
Yeah, I only have time for one.
No good.
I think I'm getting Pokemon Sun. The lion looks really cool.
I'll trade you a lion. I don't know. Everybody's going to get both. It's just the one you get first that really matters, because that's the one you actually pay attention to while you're playing. But you're cheap.
You got me.
Will, you said you're getting Moon. What do you think of the designs, though, of these two Pokemon?
Oh, I love the bat. The bat, that's incredible. And that attack where it does, and it's like all the light beams come from the little connectors, that it's the yellow parts on the wings, and then the light beams come and they focus on the middle, and then a blast comes out from the middle of the bat. You got to watch the video frame by frame, like I've done. It's real good. It's real amazing. It's almost as good. Actually, it's actually better than Oblivion Wing. And Oblivion Wing had one of my favorite attack animations of all time. So, but it's like the light comes and it like swirls in, and then it's like a blast from the center of the bat. And the bat just like looks so glorious, like rising up in this, whatever that temple is where they find, because you look in the background, it's obviously like some sort of temple building. And it just like rises up and its wings spread out. And it's just like, obviously this is Pokemon Moon and it's glorious. And you have to get that one.
I feel you.
Except that you don't.
Except I'm getting Pokemon. I've committed to Pokemon Sun. The abilities, Bulbapedia has them. I actually don't know where they got them from, maybe just from the Korakora article, but Rowlet will have Overgrow, Litten will have Blaze, and Popplio will have Torrent. I think these are all standard abilities for the starters. Yeah. Nothing about anything else hidden wise. And that's pretty much all the news that we got. We can get to the elephant in the room of possibly this game having the elephant elefante in the room.
Where's the elephant?
Of character customization.
In Steve's room, not yours.
Right, yes. Oh. My cats are all named Elephant. The looks to be that we're going to get character customization again in these games that was first introduced in Pokemon X and Y. Now, if you look at the... There was two trailers that came out. There was an English trailer, and there was a Japanese trailer. The Japanese trailer, way better. It does a lot with, like, playing with your emotions, which...
Oh, dude, I cried. Because it reminded me when, I was, 5 years old when I moved to Hawaii, and it was, like, so much of me going to kindergarten, like, halfway through the year in... going from New York to Hawaii and like having to meet new people and everything when I was just a little tiny little kid, and there was no Pokemon to grease those wheels. So I was on my own, and my dad bought the wrong kind of sandals. And it's like, how many, 38 years later, I still remember that my dad bought the wrong kind of sandals, and I was mocked at 5 years old in kindergarten for wearing weird Jesus shoes.
Oh, you got the, I don't wear sandals. Sandals not.
Now, see, my dad being, a New Yorker for his whole life, when he went there and like called my mom and told her what to get us, he said, "Oh, everybody wears sandals in Hawaii." What he meant was everybody wears flip flops. But the word flip flop was not in his vocabulary.
Yeah.
But anyways, that Japanese commercial, number one, had no Japanese in it. It actually had more English in it than anything else. And it's really moving.
Yeah, it did. So the Japanese video showed pretty much your boy and your girl screen, and then it showed different skin colors. And from what I remember, it had a lot more variety in the color of the skin than X and Y did. But I could be mistaken, but I also read that it did have more variety.
Yeah, there were only three in X and Y.
Okay, cool. And then if then I watched the trailer over and over to see if that went more of an extent, because a lot of people were like, well, you know, skin color doesn't confirm character customization. And they're right, but they're wrong, and that's okay. In the English trailer specifically, the male protagonist is wearing a blue and white striped shirt, which, by the way, in the Japanese trailer, the little boy who is like the main star is wearing a blue and white striped shirt, which I thought was a nice touch. So the main protagonist is wearing a blue and white striped shirt. He is wearing gray pants with red pockets and red cuffs. There is one shot of the male protagonist in the English trailer who is wearing a black and white striped shirt and the same pants, but the cuffs are instead lighter gray than the grayness of the pants, which confirms that the pants are, while the pants and the shirt are exactly the same, they're different colors. Now, a lot of people were like, oh, that could have just been a mistake. No. Absolutely not a mistake. First off, if you that same exact scene where the boy is wearing the black and white shirt is in the Japanese trailer, the same exact scene, except in the Japanese trailer.
This is turning into like a Spare Change documentary.
No, let me, this is like a conspiracy theory. Here.
Yeah, that's what Spare Change was.
It was
a documentary about 9/11, right? Isn't that what Spare Change was?
Nobody's ever heard of.
Let me tell you about the elephant type Pokemon that's coming. So in the Japanese trailer, there is the same scene, but he's wearing the normal blue and white shirt. I find it hard to believe that out of both trailers, that one scene, there was a mistake in colors, especially when they already had that scene produced in the Japanese trailer. Which
what you're saying is jet fuel can't melt gray pants.
Oh my God, yes. I was going to make that joke and you stole it from me.
100%.
How dare you?
100%. So you heard it here first. Pokemon Podcast confirming character customization.
So, someone's correcting me that it's called loose change, not spare change. So maybe that's what my reference
And here's where you're wrong. They just made it so that if you get the Japanese version of the game, you get a blue shirt. And if you get the English version of the game, you get a black shirt.
It's generation's version of Vivillon, or however you
yep.
say that.
Shirts.
In whatever region you get a different color. You get the same gray pants, but they're accented a different color.
I would be so surprised if character customization was not in these games.
Yeah, the fact that, I mean, the people who are resisting the conclusion that character creation is confirmed are doing so on the pretense that it's not 100% confirmed. And like, sure, I mean, I guess that's correct.
Right. You could also make the argument that like Hawaii is not confirmed or Hala is not the professor, but I mean...
Right.
It's a Pokemon game. It's not that in depth.
And do you like? It would be Game Freak and the Pokemon Company have made some interesting decisions before, but to give us character customization in Gen 6, have that be like the most hated part of Oris, the fact that it's not there anymore. And then bring it part of the way back in Gen 7, which I think the ability to choose between different skin colors is probably the most important part of character customization in Pokemon. But to have just that one segment of it would be very strange.
I think people are always just going to complain because you don't have that extent of character customization that you have in, say, like a Destiny or... Fallout or something like that, or Final Fantasy 14, where you can like change the nose and change the chin and change the facial hair and change.
Or in the Elder Scrolls, where you can just make a nightmare creature.
Isn't Elder Scrolls just the game where you steal things off people's tables?
Yep.
Why are we talking about that garbage? People are always going to be dissatisfied because, like, even Monster Hunter has more customization than you'll typically find in a Pokemon game. So
I think that's the standard and the voice we should have as fans of the series is to demand more. Right? I want that character. Like the fact that we're getting more shades of skin colors already like a super big plus.
Right, and probably it is due to the fact that people were very disappointed when that didn't return in Oris.
Yeah, as long as I can get haircuts, I'm fine.
You know, some people care about hair, some people care about skin color, but hopefully it has it both.
And then when I have my like girl character, I want to have cute outfits for her.
I want to have the cutest of outfits for everyone. The last thing I want to talk about before we wrap, I actually didn't think this show would go so long, but you know
cute
us.
Outfits for all.
Wait, yeah. Wait.
And to wait. All a good night.
One more little thing about character customization that, which you may not have noticed, but you have a full-sized trainer throughout. Like when you're walking around and in the battles, which in X and Y, you kind of got the shrunk down trainer in the overworld. Which is a term I can't believe I'm using. So it makes character customization that much better. You have yes. full size. This is the second week in a row I'm making hamburger fingers in the overworld, as opposed to a shrunk down trainer. So you get your character customization is more legit, has more value.
So we saw footage of the game. It looks like it's running the Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire engine, which is based off the Black and White engine, but it actually looks slightly different. Which could just mean a brand new engine. I don't know why they would just change the character in the engine.
Oh, no. Did you also see the way that he, like, there's a part where he's on a path and he's running up and at an angle? Like, you would never have had that in X and Y. That that kind of, like, a curved up and angle.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. Watch the video. It's right after Kukui welcomes him to Alola. And you can see he's like running past a trainer. So he must have just had a trainer battle and he's going up a hill. It's on a ridge. There's water on the other side. But it's definitely like a curved angular up and to the left. Up. Another conspiracy.
Up and to the left.
Joke
that
you guys have.
It took me a second. I got the joke. All right. Last thing I want to talk about is the abbreviation of Sun and Moon. I see a lot of people using capital S, lowercase U, capital M, lowercase O.
I think that's awesome.
For sumo. No, I'm not approving of this. I'm laying down the ban hammer, which the Slack community saw today.
Oh,
we don't call diamond and pearl Daipai. We don't call red, blue, and yellow red, blue, yeah. It's red, blue, yellow, RBY. Diamond and pearl is just DP. Sun and moon, SM.
No. I can't say why that's wrong because this is a kid-friendly show.
No.
Steve, yeah, you know why this is wrong.
Let's back it up. It is not S and M. It's not
Yes, it is. It's Pokemon Sun and Moon.
He's right.
It's not D and P. It's just DP. And DP stands for a lot of bad things besides Dr. Pepper, let me tell you. I'm not saying S and M. I'm saying SM, Sun and Moon. It's not red. It's not R and B and Y. It's RBY, red, blue, yellow.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's true.
HGSS, heart, gold, soul, silver. It's not H and G and S and S and S and S and HGSS. This is why I'm putting down the ban hammer. I don't know why people decided to put the and between S and M because the and was never there for the first.
Now that's true.
20 Pokemon games. Like, no one ever put the and between gold and silver. It was just always GS.
No. Sumo is clever because it's like
it's clever,
also a word.
But we like we didn't need that for any other game. Like I said, Diamond and Pearl is not DIPE.
We had to innovate before. We had no idea what to do when Black 2 and White 2 came out.
I will also B2W2 remind our listeners that this argument is coming from a man who got angry. Literally angry because the word thunder exists when it's just the sound that lightning makes.
Yes. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
What makes a chair a chair? But
you're
especially
you're
since Travis is sitting in his bed.
Thunder.
Yeah, I don't have any chairs in this room and there's a reason for that.
The argument was lightning makes a sound. The sound of lightning, like that statement is valid because lightning makes a sound.
But yeah, but the sound of a foot hitting the ground is a stop. Like yes. there's other things that happen. There's other aesthetic experiences that are purely sound that we make words for.
No, I agree. I'm just saying that it's not wrong for me to say lightning makes a sound, because people correct you and they go, you mean thunder?
Well, if anyone corrects you over something like that, they're pedants and they're annoying.
You don't have to say it's lightning and thundering. You could just say it. There's lightning outside. Well,
because people actually don't say that. They say it's thunder and lightning.
But you don't have to say it. Like, thunder happens regardless of if you hear it or not.
You're
like,
preaching to the choir.
Did you just hear him talk over? I don't even know if I'm pointing at SBJ. I'm just pointing this. Did you hear him talk over my reference to that song? Oh my God. What is the name of the song? Bohemian Rhapsody.
What in Bohemian Rhapsody has? Thunderbolts and lightning. Very frightening me. Galileo.
Oh, hey, you may have just cracked the code. Thunderbolts. Oh. Thunderbolts are lightning. Thunderbolts are lightning. They're not the noise.
They are very, very frightening.
A cat meows, a dog barks, lightning makes thunder. But to say like
it's mutes.
My only point was you don't always have to say it's lightning and thunder. Like, yes, you see a dog, you don't have to tell me that it barks. I know that it barks. I know that lightning makes a sound, and I know that sound is thunder. So to say it's lightning and thundering is redundant, because lightning makes thunder. Thunder would not exist without lightning. We're ending the show on that.
In next week's episode of It's Super Effective, we read Friedrich Nietzsche's On Truth and Falsity in Their Extra Moral Sense. Join us then.
I think the sun and moon conversation was productive. I think we got a lot of the way. I heard that there's going to be another snippet of news, whether how big or small it is. I'm assuming it's going to be on the smaller side, that is supposed to come on Friday. So we will, Travis will be out of town, but Will and I will probably record something on Sunday as we do normally. I don't know if this will go up. No, Sumo is wrong, Greg. It's SM. SM. Do you want to put the N in there? You know, I'm going to laugh, but SM is fine. DP, GS, HGSS, ORAS.
But yeah, you don't say ORAS, you say ORAS, because it's a thing you can say. So it's clear we've deviated before. And
I was trying to get ORS to go through. No, you don't need S.
Okay, so you were okay with breaking the rules then, because that was clever then. Sumo is clever now.
No, sumo is no. There's no point for the U or the O. There's just no point.
Yeah, they really are pointless.
Like, if there was multiple Pokemon games that started with an S or an M.
And everybody's like, sumo is a word you can pronounce. You know what's another thing you can pronounce? Sm. You could say sm. It's the beginning of small. You say it all the time.
Bottle Ketchup in the chat says, I don't want kids Googling Pokemon S and M. No one puts the and in there, though. That's the point I'm trying to make. No one, when you Google Heart Gold Soul Silver, you don't Google HG and SS. You don't put the and in there, right?
Sumo.
Like when you're searching for red, blue, yellow, you don't.
It's fun to say, and it's more fun to say than SM.
I posit this. Make it MS. Pokemon MS, and just say Ms. Like it's a non-indicative of whether it's married or single.
That's fine. That's
just
great.
Pokemon Ms.
We can reach that compromise. It's Miss Pokemon.
Right. I mean, like, and X and Y is a good example. Pokemon X, Y. Waka, you don't put waka. Pokemon X and Y. Pokemon X, Y. I'm just saying.
That's such a good
we
game.
As a community have to decide on one term. And I'm strongly behind in this election year.
You're clearly have to decide on one term. We cannot have multiple terms.
We cannot have multiple
chaos.
Terms.
And the universe has decided on Pokemon Sumo.
But the universe did decide on Pokemon Sumo, but there is a lot of debate of not using Sumo anymore, as decided on the ever so popular Reddit. We have r/Nintendo, r/3DS, and r/Pokemon all now getting rid of Sumo because of the arguments I made today. I'm not saying I'm the leader behind this, but I'm just saying we've never used and in the past. We've never used second characters of a Pokemon game, as in you and O in the past. Why are we using it now? Just because it's a fun word to say?
Yes.
Debatable. Yeah. Also, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because it's something to talk about. So if you guys want a shorter show, that's fine.
You were complaining about pedants and who has now become the ultimate pedant. Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't complain about something, this would be a pretty boring show.
No, I'd be complaining about something. So
That's true. That's true.
One of us has to have a sand in our something.
But at the end of
There's
the day.
There's a snake in my boot.
At the end of the day, I don't really care that much. Well, I think it wraps it up for your show. If you want to follow Travis, at TheTravisW on Twitter. If you want to follow Will, at WashInTheSink. And if you want to follow me, at Dragging a Lake. This, if you missed the earlier part of the show, it will be on iTunes later this week. And we will be back to our Sunday schedule coming up on Sunday. So this has been another episode of It's Soup. Wait, hold on. Messed that up. This is why we don't do these things live. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast. And we are
super effective.
Super Sumos. I got it in last.